Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in a couple of guests from the Old Newsboys Drive. The 87th annual Old Newsboys Drive provides shoes and boots for needy children and the annual Lansing State Journal spoof edition. I want to welcome in Al Ott, and he is the director of MedDirect in Grand Rapids and the 2010 president of the Old Newsboys. And Kay Hoffman, she is a Lansing Township Police Chief and first vice president, upcoming president of the organization. She's also the sales chair. Very, very busy. Hello, Al. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. And Kay, are you there?
I am.
Al, I want to start with you. And we had a press conference today with Susie Merchant, and she is the honorary chairperson of this drive. She has been very supportive, very helpful. You want to talk a little bit about her message today?
You know, I do, Jack, and thank you. You know, Susie obviously is very much a recognizable figure in the community, and a year and a half ago or so, she shared with us a personal experience that her grandfather was actually a recipient of the shoes and boots from the Old Newsboys many, many years ago, and now that's just become near and dear to her heart, and she's been a good spokesperson from us. And I think what's happened here, Jack, more than ever, is that it's coming from the heart, and that's exactly what we want people to see from the Old Newsboys.
Kay, as sales chair, what is the goal this year? I know that last year, some very impressive numbers despite a sluggish economy.
Yes, that's true. Our goal this year is $140,000, and I am very confident that we're going to reach that goal if not exceed it.
Kay, what can you do with $140,000 in terms of helping kids in mid-Michigan?
We can provide shoes and boots for an enormous amount of kids. Last year, we serviced over 4,000 families, approximately 4,500 pairs of shoes, and we did not have that $140,000 that we collected. So if we collect $140,000 or more, we're gonna far exceed any number that we have ever had before.
Al, can you talk about the giving spirit that we see, and not just giving of some money on Thursday when people see the Old Newsboys, but also all the volunteers who donate their time and energy, and sometimes we get decent days, sometimes not so good, but it never stops the Old Newsboys.
You know, that's a great point, Jack. You know, we'll have hundreds, maybe 200 people out with their containers and their bags on this coming Thursday hawking the paper. And many of those people, you know, are actual recipients of the Old Newsboys, but the Old Newsboys is not any better than the people that are part of it. And, you know, we have several hundred members that come out this one day a year, and they'll come out in the rain and the sleet and the snow and to collect the monies. And, you know, Jack, it's very gratifying. This past couple weeks ago, we happened to be privileged to be in Silver Bells in the city. We had our float, and many, many people were gracious to the Old Newsboys. They applauded us. They thanked us. Many, many people said, my kids have shoes because of the greater Lansing Old Newsboys, and that's exactly what it's all about, Jack.
Al, you mentioned the number of salespeople who are out there who have been recipients. I imagine if you're going to go back as far as the Old Newsboys is, you're talking about 87 years of generosity in Michigan, you're probably going to get some second and third generation recipients, just as Susie was indicating.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, everybody's familiar with the Klepke family. Well, Emo last night was at our kickoff dinner, and he said he received shoes over 75 years ago. And Emo was out hawking papers for us, and he will be doing that again this Thursday.
And he wasn't wearing the shoes he got over 75 years ago. We just want to make that clear.
No, he had your white wingtips on, Jack.
Kay, let's talk a little bit about this year's edition. And very, very, very clever stuff. I started looking at it, and I couldn't put it down. A lot of very clever satire. And usually the staff of the Lansing State Journal takes an active role in this. Other contributors who have sent in articles and just kind of poking fun at this community, but in a very positive way. And can you talk about some of the highlights in this year's edition?
Jack, to be honest with you, I've been so busy today, I've not had a chance to take a peek at it, but I will tell you that the people at the State Journal have been wonderful, wonderful supporters of the Greater Lansing Old Newsboys. The writers have done a wonderful job. They do every year. Everybody at the Lansing State Journal who print the paper, they've just been phenomenal.
Okay, what about the price and the donations? I guess we've seen all different dollar values go into the buckets and contributions made. Can you talk a little bit about that?
People have been just amazingly gracious. They've been so good about donating money. In fact, we were in the Mason Parade this past Friday and once again had a wonderful reception. And while we were waiting to go back to the staging area, we had a little boy and then a lady come up and give us money towards our sale. People are very generous. We'll see anywhere from 50 cents to a $20 bill to a $100 bill. It's wonderful to see the people being so kind and so caring for the children in this community.
Well, when you're talking about a $20 bill, the way the Old Newsboys does business, you can do a lot of good with $20. I'll tell you, start buying in bulk, and you can really set a kid up for the winter, no question.
We can, and there are so many children out there who need our help, and we really want to service every child that we can.
Al Ott and Kay Hoffman, our guests, we're talking about the 87th Annual Old Newsboys Drive. That is on Thursday. And as you drive to work, you're on your lunch hour, whatever, you're going to see the representatives out there. Al, how will people recognize them and know them immediately as they pull up to a traffic light?
Well, Jack, you'll see our orange containers and our orange Lansing Spoof Journal bags. And you know, Jack, we'll take absolutely anything they want to give us, nickels, dimes, and pennies. And for the community of Mid-Michigan, they have done an outstanding job for us. You know, Jack, you'll find us in Eaton Rapids, Williamston, Dansville, all of the communities that I don't want to leave out, Grand Legend, St. John's, but all those generous people that are in the community are the ones that help us reach this goal and are the ones that truly do put the shoes and the new boots on the kids of the Mid-Michigan area that are just simply less fortunate.
Al, where are you going to be Thursday?
I will be in Eaton Rapids.
All right, and Kay?
I'm going to be at Eastwood Town Center.
Eastwood Town Center, all right. We want to thank both of our guests, Al Ott. He is the 2010 president of the Old Newsboys, and Kay Hoffman, first vice president, sales chair, and upcoming president for 2011, also the Lansing Township Police Chief. I want to thank both of you for being with us. Good luck on Thursday.
Thank you very much.